Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. Members of the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission will meet later this week to discuss the process of appointing an acting chief of police. That meeting comes a few days after current chief Edward Flynn announced he will retire from the position. Flynn has been the chief of police for the past decade and will step down 6 weeks from now.
One person who has some informed thoughts about Flynn's tenure, the coming appointment of an acting chief, and the search for a new chief of police is Annie Schwartz. Schwartz served as Flynn's spokeswoman for his first 5 years as chief, having served in that role for the previous chief, Nan Haggerty. She worked for a couple of years as a spokeswoman for the state's Department of Justice after leaving the MPD and now advises law enforcement agencies around the world on communication strategies. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
Well, let me get your immediate reaction to the news this week that Chief Flynn is stepping down from his post. Were you at all surprised that it came at this point in time?
I don't know if we would use the word surprised, but I want to use the word optimistic, because we're going to have a complete change in law enforcement leadership in southeastern Wisconsin. We're going to have a new police chief, going to have a new sheriff, going to have a new U.S. marshal, going to have a new U.S. attorney for the Eastern District, and we have an attorney general at the state level who says, I want to work with local law enforcement. So I'm optimistic. I think it'll be good to have a chief of police who wants to cooperate with all of the different entities that need to be together, that need to work together to solve the issues that we're facing in the city of Milwaukee and in southeastern Wisconsin.
Let's talk about what happens immediately, though, because there's going to be an interim police chief appointed in the coming days. And, you know, I think a lot of people look at that as, okay, so this is just a stopgap kind of measure. What's the importance of that appointment?
I don't think that it's a stopgap measure. I see it as something different. I see it as an opportunity for the Fire and Police Commission to put someone in there who very much is a part of the change that we're going to be seeing in the police department. I think that the commission is going to sit and have a conversation that says, if we want business as usual, then we will pick some. We will pick the usual suspects. If we don't want business as usual, if we really want to show, even just with this interim appointment, that we are going to change, then perhaps they're going to look at some of the captains in the police department, as well as just the assistant chiefs or inspectors. I think that they will look very closely at others in the department. Maybe some of those that were relegated to other positions because they didn't necessarily agree with the administration. I think that is possible.
What sort of coordination do you think, either official or unofficial, has to take place with all of these appointments that are taking place? Do you need a police chief in the end who somehow gels well with a person who's named the new sheriff?
I think that it's going to be essential that this new police chief can get along, which is what we say about our kids. But it's going to be essential that this new chief and this new sheriff are able to work together for the benefit of the entire county. I don't know that we have seen that in the past. So there's an opportunity there. I don't know that we need to choose people based on whether or not they can get along with each other. I think we need to choose people who we know can get the job done. And if you have two people who want to get the job done in their individual agencies, then you have the right person for the job.
You spent 5 years as Chief Flynn's spokeswoman, 3 years before that as Nan Haggerty's spokeswoman. And before that, you were on the other side of the equation. What do you think? I guess let's talk a little bit about the communication process that comes out of the chief's office and out of MPD and police departments as a whole. First of all, you know, what did you think the lessons that you brought with you from your time as a reporter were to the work of, sharing the story of the Milwaukee Police Department?
I think that Nan Haggerty saw the value in having a civilian in that role, and especially a civilian that has worked as a reporter. So what she appreciated, and then what Chief Flynn kept me on to do, was to bring that perspective of the reporters, because telling the story is not just a recitation of the facts. Telling the story means creating some of that content, whether you create it yourself, which we started under Chief Haggerty and then continued under Chief Flynn, which was that idea of coming up with a branding campaign for the department. We worked with Kramer Krasselt, with a local advertising agency, to get that done.
Why was that so important?
It's very important because what we're doing is we treat our companies like a brand. We must also treat our agency like a brand because we need the same thing in the public sector that private sector companies need. We need people to trust us. We need people to have faith in our product. Our product, of course, is violence prevention and law enforcement and cops. We need to have people have a positive feeling about those things. So that's why we tell the good stories. Your tax dollars are paying for the police, so don't you want to know what's happening with your money? So all of those things are key in storytelling. We also have to get out and tell the bad stories. We have to educate. And I would say that's the number one piece, is that I learned this at the police department and I learned this at DOJ, that both police officers and lawyers always think that you know, okay, well, this is easy to explain. But the general public doesn't always understand that. Sometimes you have to explain to people in a little bit more of a broad way why you're putting this policy into place. It's not good enough just to say they're doing it everywhere. They're doing it in all the big cities. They're doing it in LA. You have to be able to say this is why it's good for Milwaukee and let me teach you about this business.
Do you think that has been a shortcoming at the Milwaukee Police Department since you left? Your civilian position was eliminated 5 years ago.
Correct. I think that in the last few years, there hasn't been as much storytelling as I liked to do when I was there. And Chief Flynn and I worked very well together in telling those stories. But I have not been there for the past few years, so I don't know what changed internally. I do know that that sworn law enforcement now provides that advice and the shot against me when I first came there was that all the police officers were saying, oh, she's coming from the dark side. But that's what helped me figure out how to get our message out there. And that's how I continue to help both police officers and prosecutors all over the country are asking the same question. How do we tell our story? It's even more important post-Ferguson, post-August 2014. We have to tell our story even when we don't want to. And it's not just the police that are learning that. It's also prosecutors, because it used to be kind of the dad reason, you know, because I said so. That's, you know, well, tell us more about the investigation. No, we can't talk about it. We can't say that anymore. We have to get out and we proactively have to talk about and educate the public, at least for procedure. You know, how does that investigation work? How do police shooting investigations work? Why does it take so long? We can't expect people to say, oh, well, the police said they're investigating, so I won't worry about it. The community won't stand for that anymore.
At the same time, it's a challenge, I imagine, to do that at a time when every word that someone says can be dissected ad infinitum across social media and potentially, you know, used back against them.
Social media has both been a boon and the bane of law enforcement. You are seeing police departments that use it wonderfully. I've seen it used in Seattle. LAPD was one of the first in the country. Boston was one of the first in the country. And I was very proud to be part of that group because Milwaukee was one of the first in the country as well when it comes to law enforcement agencies to use social media in a new way. Now, to say that, you sound like you're 200 years old.
Exactly.
Because it's just a given. What is your Twitter account for your agency? What about your Facebook account? So I'm very proud that we were able to put those things into place at the police department. I think that they're going forward, there are some ways to use that even further.
Such as?
I think that we can use social media more proactively than we do, both in the policing sector and also in the prosecution sector. We have seen Twitter especially and Facebook to some extent be a tool of emergency communication when something is going on. I think that that we've seen a great example of that would be the Los Angeles World Airports when they had the Terminal 3 shooting. Social media is the only means they had to try and communicate with all of these passengers that had evacuated the terminal. So building on the social media use to build relationships with your audience, with your readers, not just to give them information, but build a relationship. Tell them the story about this officer. Bring them in. Let them get to know you, because that's that deposit we need in the Bank of Community Trust when we have to talk about a police shooting.
Is there some assumption that has to be made that even in the midst of a relationship like that, there's still going to be some level either of distrust or just discomfort between some stakeholders and the police department? Is it too much to ask for a police chief or a police department to be liked by all people at all times?
Of course. It is. It's a challenge. But it's not so much to be liked. It's just to be transparent or to be communicative, to tell the story somehow. Maybe not everybody's going to like the story. And we had a number of incidents that occurred when I was at the Milwaukee Police Department where we shared the results of some investigation that was not positive for the police department with the public. And while they might not have been happy with the police department because of what occurred or because there was an officer who did something, you know, inappropriate, we always got kudos for sharing the story, for telling people about it. If you have to eat crow, eat it while it's warm. Deliver your own bad news is always what I teach both police agencies and prosecutors around the country. Tell your own story, even if it's bad, because then at least you're controlling your story.
Either in your experience or maybe across the past 10 years, what do you see as Chief Flynn's high water mark, if you will? And what do you think, where do you think he fell short most?
I think Chief Flynn did a great job of sharing Milwaukee's successes and just sharing Milwaukee in general with the national policing circles. Milwaukee has been mentioned a lot more because of Chief Flynn when it comes to discussions about what are some best practices in policing nationwide. I think that he brought us technology. I think that once he brought us a lot of the different technological resources that we've used, there are things for the next chief to build on, whether it's policies involving body-worn cameras, whether it is policies on allowing officers to somehow use social media so that it's not just one voice speaking for the department, but we also, again, in keeping with that idea that we want to let people get to know us, to talk about how are some other ways that those line officers can use that. So I think that becoming part of the national conversation is something we can absolutely give Chief Flynn kudos for. From my chair, I'm disappointed that there hasn't been more storytelling, and I would like to see more of that. I think also we need to have a chief of police here that wants to cooperate with all different agencies and with the private sector as well. You know, when we're analyzing violent crime, we have to involve the hospitals. We have to involve other agencies. We have to involve the schools. That I think is where we may have fallen short here is in we could do better, let's say, when it comes to cooperation with other agencies.
Is there an inherent push-pull between, I guess, two key stakeholders here? If a police chief is saying he's especially responsive to the community, does he get some distrust from the rank and file in the department, and vice versa? If he makes a decision that backs up his police officers, are there some in the community who are necessarily going to say, well, he's just supporting his police officers?
When you are transparent, when you get in front of your audience and you say, this is the situation, that it's hard to argue with that. There are still people inside the police department that say we shouldn't be giving so much information out. You shouldn't be talking so much to the media. Facebook, worst idea ever, because, you know, people can comment there. We don't want that. But I think far and wide that getting out and educating the public about what we do, whether it's ride-alongs for reporters or for lawmakers or other stakeholders, I think that we need to bring people in closer to educating them about what we do. I also believe that before we send out all the news releases and all the information to the public that we do, we have to feed our family first. you have to share that internally with the with law enforcement, because one thing that, that you hear commonly is, well, if I want to find out what's happening in my department, I just watch the news. Office, the rank and file don't appreciate that, and then you end up with problems like leaks. You end up with people information sharing where they shouldn't. And then you also kind of are building a constituency inside your department that is not that's not for you. So I always go back to the messaging piece. I always go back to the communications piece. I think that is a key to building those relationships and to sharing information and to building building trust going forward, both internally and externally.
Is there a single key trait you think the next police chief should have?
I think they need to be a good communicator. I think Chief Flynn, when he first came here, he was an excellent communicator. He could hold a room like nobody I've ever seen. And I've worked with a lot of people over the years. He was an amazing communicator. And that is the first step to getting out there to tell your story. Because you can have a great story. You have to figure out who's going to get out there and tell it for you.
You said police. You said Chief Flynn, when he first got here, was that kind of communicator. Do you think he lost his way over the course of those 10 years?
I think a lot of things happened in the last few years. I think that there have been a lot of there have been a number of high-profile incidents where we have seen that the community, that the officers, perhaps that the Fire and Police Commission, all of these bodies have lost confidence in the police department and perhaps in its leadership. So certainly the Fire and Police Commission is going to look at that. They're going to look at you know, who is the person in the interim that can start us on that path, and then who is the person that can come and take the helm of the Milwaukee Police Department and bring it back to being one of the marquee agencies in this country.
Annie Schwartz, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Annie Schwartz was a Milwaukee television reporter for 26 years before going on to work for the Milwaukee Police Department. She served as Chief Nan Haggerty's spokeswoman before joining Chief Ed Flynn's staff during his first 5 years on the job.
She went on to a similar role with the Department of Justice and now is a consultant to law enforcement agencies around the world. You can find more of our coverage of Chief Flynn and the search for his replacement at WUWM.com.